Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Tudor Dixon Podcast. I wanted to follow up on our faith slash Christianity conversation from last week, and it was going to actually be a little bit different than this when I started. But then I started reading some of the responses to last week's podcast, which I have to say were mostly positive. And I'm so grateful for all of your kind remarks. But as always, there are a few doozies out there. And this time it was that I am not a true Christian because I've talked about Republican candidates losing because of their strong pro-life stance. It's something that I actually have a little bit of experience in, but needless to say, there are some folks out there who are mad, and I'm thinking that maybe they're either not hearing what I'm saying, or maybe they are and they hate it, and that's okay. But I just kind of want to unpack this a little bit more. I know a lot of you are like, listen, we don't want to hear anything more about abortion, but I'm asking you, please don't shut this off. Just hear me out, because I think we do need to do this. I think that we as conservatives or Republicans, or even if you're an independent, you need to hear what's going on in this country with abortion, where we stand and where we need to push to go, or where I think that we have an opportunity. So I know you guys don't want to talk about it. You think abortion is done on the ballot, but it's not. We just had a no limits abortion ballot initiative pass in Ohio, and it looks like about 6 to 8 more states will add abortion to the ballot in 2024. And I'm telling you, it wins every time. If you don't believe me, listen to Kayleigh McEnany say it. Here she is.
One other point I would just make, because on the issue of abortion in Ohio tonight, we continue the losing streak in the pro-life movement. Every ballot initiative has been lost post-Dobbs for the pro-life movement.
So we have 7 now. We're talking about 6 to 8 more. This will go through every state. And you know why? It's because Democrats know it wins. They know they can have the right messaging for it to win. Again, I know this is not fun to hear about abortion, but some of you out there are wondering, what is the Republican message on abortion going to be? And trust me, I've seen the op-eds out there saying abortion is not the problem. It's the other messaging. They point to races in states where abortion was on the ballot and other Republicans won. Listen, other folks will tell you Republicans just need good messages on abortion. Many people are going to point to Nikki Haley's message on abortion. This is what she said in the last debate. Listen to this.
I think you have to be honest with the American people. This is a personal issue for every woman and every man. I am unapologetically pro-life, not because the Republican Party tells me to be, but because my husband Michael was adopted and I had trouble having both of my children. So I'm surrounded by blessings. Having said that, when you look Post Roe, a wrong was made right. They took it out of the hands of unelected justices and they put it in the hands of the people. And now we're seeing states vote. And what I'll tell you is, as much as I'm pro-life, I don't judge anyone for being pro-choice, and I don't want them to judge me for being pro-life. So when we're looking at this, there are some states that are going more on the pro-life side. I welcome that. There's some states that are going more on the pro-choice side. I wish that wasn't the case, but the people decided. But when it comes to the federal law, which is what's being debated here, be honest, it's going to take 60 Senate votes, a majority of the House, and a president to sign it. So no, we haven't had 60 Senate votes in over 100 years. We might have 45 pro-life senators. So no Republican president can ban abortions any more than a Democrat president can ban these state laws. So let's find consensus. Let's agree on how we can ban late-term abortions. Let's make sure we encourage adoptions and good quality adoptions. Let's make sure we make contraception accessible. Let's make sure that none of these state laws put a woman in jail or give her the death penalty for getting an abortion. Let's focus on how to save as many babies as we can and support as many moms as we can and stop the judgment. We don't need to divide America over this issue anymore.
Look, she's being honest. She may not like it, or you may not like it, and she doesn't like it. I promise you that. And I don't like it. But the truth is, there's not enough support in the Senate to pass federal restrictions on abortion. The unfortunate reality with this message is that it's merely deflecting abortion attacks, but it doesn't create an abortion plan for Republicans. There's no plan that makes everyone happy, and therefore there is no plan, and no plan puts Republican candidates in a position of having to deflect rather than present a plan, unless that's going to be presenting a strong pro-life plan. And I assure you that if you present a strong pro-life plan as a candidate right now, that brings a barrage of negative ads from Democrats. And again, I'm not making this up. I'm speaking from experience. Those ads are impossible to come back from. Even conservative commentators are screaming about this, though. They're saying Republicans are losers. They have a losing message. They're mad about it. And I get why they're mad about it. I mean, listen to Megyn Kelly talking about it.
They are too extreme for the voters. That's irrespective of how any of us may feel on the life choice issue. They are too extreme for the voters, even in states like Kentucky. And they're going to keep losing unless they come to that realization. This is going to be a gradual fight that they're going to have to win bit by bit. They cannot win by saying no abortions and no exceptions. It's a f***ing loser.
Look, I'm never going to get that mad about abortion losing for us because it's just not that easy. I mean, everybody's like, you just got to say something about it. But I don't think many of these people, I know almost none of these people have lived through it themselves, have seen the attacks, have seen their own words twisted in ways that would curl your hair. I mean, they have very effective attacks against us. But who would guess? I mean, this is the bizarre thing about it. Who would guess that standing for life would make people this crazy? I'm proud that I'm pro-life. Personally, for me and my family, being pro-life, that's a moral decision between us and God. But you can't just wave that magic wand and forget that this is happening in our country, or that we don't have to have this conversation, because we do. There's a full-blown attack on life, and it's a problem. It's a problem for candidates. It's a problem for Republicans. But right now, Republicans feel lost. Some of those are angry, and they're angry with those who want to compromise. Others are disgusted with those who don't want to compromise. And I can tell you, for candidates, abortion is a minefield. And for Democrats, abortion is campaign gold. Biden and Harris even know it. Listen to what Kamala Harris has to say about it.
Democrats just won in Virginia, and here's what that means. Across the country, voters are rejecting extremist plans to ban abortion. It proves that not only is it bad policy, it is bad politics. While Democrats won and protected reproductive freedom, we still have a lot of work to do because extremist leaders still want a national abortion ban. So that's why we need you, and we need you to be involved in our campaign. Together, let's make sure voters around the country know what's at stake next year.
This is their thing. They come out, they call us extremists, and they talk about taking away people's rights. They see this as their moment to take ground. We can never recover, and we're floundering. You may be asking how this plays off my faith message from last week, and that comes in now because I've talked a lot about abortion and what we did wrong in 2022. In fact, I think I'm one of the only candidates to do so, if not the only candidate. And I believe the reason more people don't talk about their experience is because if you do, and if you admit being pro-life with limited exceptions is unwinnable in most states, the attacks come quickly. They come real quick. But these attacks, these aren't like the random trolls. These are attackers that are personal. These are attacks that you know. They're not from random people. They're from people who supported you during your race. And now those people are not only saying you're a disappointment to them, you're not the person that you said you were. Unlike some random troll, they're saying you lack faith. And that penetrates. It penetrates a little bit deeper in the skin than the random person. They tell you you're not a person of faith. Listen, I could let that stop me. I could say, hey, you know what? I'm going to just stop talking about it. It's awkward. It is awkward. It's a horrible conversation. It is horrible for me to have to sit here and say, I believe in being pro-life. And that is a unwelcome conversation to have with the majority of America right now. And I can confidently say with the majority of America, because in every state this passes, it passes in great numbers, high numbers. But listen, I'm not going to let it stop me because my conversation on this doesn't have anything to do with my faith. It's my faith that allows me to have this conversation, allows me to explore it deeper, and allows me to peel back the layers of the onion and say, okay, God, you're letting these things pass. These aren't mistakes on his part. These are passing because God is letting them pass. So what is the message here? What am I supposed to take from that as a believer? And listen, I know that can make you mad and you might want someone to blame. For some of you, fighting for life has been your identity. And these major losses bigger than Roe, these losses, they cut deep. I get it. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I could have these attacks come after me and I could crawl under a rock and question myself and never speak about politics again. I hear the Democrats cheering at even the thought of that, me doing that. But I don't know if that gets us closer to a moral solution. And I also know that I didn't fail these babies alone. I didn't do this all by myself. This is the really hard part that people aren't going to want to hear. This is the part no one wants to talk about, like how the sausage is made, that kind of part. The part where people will get really mad at me, but I'm asking you to seriously hear me out here. We all failed these babies, all of us. But a little bit deeper, somehow, the groups who have taken hundreds of millions of dollars to protect life for the past five decades, they've failed to convince Americans that life matters. Those groups, they're not rushing to take any blame. Five decades of work, and yet our candidates got smoked in just weeks at the mere thought of protecting life. It's almost as if no one had ever been told about the importance of life, even after hundreds of millions of dollars had been spent on supposedly educating Americans about the value of life. So to be clear, I don't accept responsibility for the pro-life message not resonating. And let me pull back the curtain a little bit on this. There was no message ready. Yep, for all of you who have put money into the pro-life message, when Roe was actually overturned, no message. Even though this had been about changing laws for years, when Roe was overturned, no one was ready. No testing had been done, no finger on the pulse. This was all based on emotion. And it turns out that the emotion, that wasn't the emotion of the majority. And I say that because everybody's like, what's the message? I lived it, folks. We sat down with these people. What's the message? Well, the message is the other side is extreme. That's not a message. What is the message to get people to understand what life is? Because if you are going from having something that people have been told is a right to not having anything at all, the message better be a little bit better than the other side are real jerks. But that was really the only message. So why isn't anybody who's donated to these organizations asking what happened? Why aren't the leaders in the news asking these people to come on? I mean, think about this. You're asking all these candidates, you're asking all these outside organizations that are political. Why aren't you having the life organizations on and saying, what the heck happened? How did you get this so wrong? You worked for decades to get this overturned. How did you fail to protect life when that was your whole mission? How after decades were they not ready for the win they had been praying for? And I have to ask, why am I still getting calls from these folks saying, let me tell you what you did wrong, rather than saying, hey, let's get together and talk about what we can do better the next time? A whole year has passed since the first post Roe v. Wade Republicans got smoked in the polls, and no action's been taken. And I mean this sincerely, and I'll probably get a lot of hate mail from a lot of these pro-life folks saying there has been action taken. But let me tell you, if there was so much action taken, then what happened in Ohio? Ohio essentially just passed an anything goes abortion ballot initiative with the option to someday maybe have a limit of viability, which is essentially 24 to 28 weeks. Or what we're saying here is that maybe one day in Ohio, we'll get back to Roe. We'll get back to Roe? I mean, that's where we are now. We were so off message that we got to the point where we're worse than Roe in many states. Yeah, in Ohio, in Michigan, in some of these other states. So how did we get here? And let me ask you this, how are we so out of sync with the Western world and actually most of the world? If you bring that up as a talking point, many folks will once again ask if your question, like they'll question your faith because you're like, well, wait a minute. These other countries, they allow less time than what we're seeing in the United States, but they allow some, and they're like, there's no wiggle room. But just like, humor me for a second, okay? So if you were trying to make small wins back on abortion, I think it would be okay to point out that the Western world does not fully ban abortion, but they do have limits. And again, folks, let's remember, we just passed no limits in Ohio. No limits. Are you winning the Roe v. Wade conversation now with no limits? In 2023, some Republicans decided they would go rogue, go against these life groups. These life groups that had supported candidates for years, and some of the life groups saw the writing on the wall themselves, and they said, you know what, I think abortion bans are going to lose everything for conservatives. So these folks decided they would go with a national 15-week restriction, that would be popular. And it should be. I know that sounds crazy to the pro-life community. 15 weeks, many of you will say, how can you possibly accept 15 weeks? We fought to overturn Roe v. Wade, and now you're talking about going back to 15 weeks? No, 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 no. I'm talking about at least a 10-week rollback from where we were with Roe. And it's time we start to celebrate these small wins. When we're talking about going from 24 to 28 weeks to going to 15 weeks. And that's the kind of stuff that has to happen over time. See, that's the kind of thing that Democrats get. They're willing to wait, but Republicans aren't. And because of that, because we're not putting the work in other areas, we are breaking our candidates. So listen, Democrats, they didn't create this defense of abortion in a day. They've been working on the culture for decades. Again, celebrate these small wins. Wins in the form of more than just abortion restrictions, because there's other stuff you can do. Add protections to that 14-week abortion law. Help people avoid unwanted pregnancy. Help them choose adoption. Help them keep their babies. And then celebrate a reduction in the number of abortions. We can do it multiple ways, because let's face it, overturning Roe v. Wade has created abortion tourism states where anything goes. Listen, if you're a sex trafficker, you have a safe haven in Michigan and now Ohio. You can keep girls, you can abuse them, you can get them pregnant, and then you can get them abortion after abortion with no parental consent, and no one has to know. It is a sex trafficker's dream, the land of lawlessness that puts young girls into unimaginable danger. But sadly, that's not the message from pro-life groups, and it wasn't the message in Michigan when it needed to be. Do you know what the counter ad to the Democrat narrative was? The Democrat narrative that we should have no limits of abortion. We should take away parental rights. We should make sure that kids can go out and get these abortions at any age without anybody knowing about it. And it should be up to the moment of birth. The counter ad to that was a commercial that said Prop 3 is too confusing, too extreme. I'm like, that's it. The whole thing. Don't vote against it. It's too confusing. What does that mean? We actually had groups pay for billboards that were black and white that simply said Prop 3, too confusing, too extreme. That's it. That's all. That's our battle cry, folks. Too confusing, too extreme. The other side was telling young women they'd be forced to have their rapist baby, when in reality, this abortion initiative would protect rapists. And we said it was too confusing, too extreme. No other information. But stick with me here on the 15-week restriction. Because look, most Western countries have even tighter restrictions. Let's go through them to really understand. Because I think that you're going to be shocked by this. When you think about the fact that we have Democrats fighting for abortion up to the moment of birth, Austria, 12 weeks, Belgium, 12 weeks, Bulgaria, 12 weeks, Croatia, 10 weeks, Cyprus, 12 weeks, Czech Republic, 12 weeks, Denmark, 12 weeks, Estonia, 11 weeks, Finland, 12 weeks, France, 14, Germany, 12, Greece, 12, Hungary, 12, Ireland, 12, Italy, 12, Latvia, 12, Lithuania, 12, Luxembourg, 12, Malta, banned, Poland, rape, incest, life or health of the mother, Portugal, 10, Romania, 14, Slovakia, 12, Slovenia, 10, Spain, 14. Let me tell you guys, we are in company with some pretty rough groups. China, no restrictions. North Korea, no restrictions. Vietnam, no restrictions. The rest of the world pretty much says 15 weeks is a lot. We are not in line with the rest of the Western world, and yet they are winning on this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And let me tell you, they're about to add 6 to 8 more states to the radical abortion extreme in 2024. They're excited about it. I want you to listen to Karine Jean-Pierre. She is the president's press secretary. It's going to be a struggle. She's like, oh my gosh, word salad. It's worse than Kamala. But this is what she had to say. So try to decipher it.
Look, the American people have been very clear. They do not want politicians to be involved in their health care. And if you think about also Ohio, right? You think about issue one was the seventh ballot in seven states on that focused on reproductive rights. And what did the American people say in those seven states? They rejected the dangerous proposals that Republican put forward. And let's not forget, it puts the lives of women at risk. It puts the health care for women at risk. And we've been very clear, the president and this vice president has said, we are going to stand with majority of Americans on this, which is making sure that we call on Congress to restore Roe v. Wade. And this is not acceptable. This is not what the American people want to see. And this is the direction that Republicans are taking us down. This is the direction of taking away people's freedoms, taking away the rights of women to make a decision on their health care.
She can barely get the message out, and it still works for them. Their methods work. They pick and choose who to take down, and we have no defense for our candidates. Republicans will tell you studies show most Americans believe abortion should be legal up to 15 weeks. That would protect candidates who could win and do great things to reduce the number of abortions through education campaigns, adoptions, and health clinics, but it will only help if it's actually on the ballot. Once you're a target for the Dem message on abortion, it's impossible to come back. And you might not believe me because you haven't, if you're not in Michigan or Kentucky, or if you haven't seen this happen in your state, you probably haven't seen how compelling these ads are. So I'm going to share one with you. This is a young girl in Kentucky talking about Daniel Cameron, who just ran for governor and lost.
I was raped by my stepfather after years of sexual abuse. I was 12. Anyone who believes there should be no exceptions for rape and incest could never understand what it's like to stand in my shoes. This is to you, Daniel Cameron. To tell a 12-year-old girl she must have the baby of her stepfather who raped her is unthinkable. I'm speaking out because women and girls need to have options. Daniel Cameron would give us none.
It's powerful. That is the message that Republican candidates are up against, and they have nothing, no recourse. They have nothing to fall back on. Unless a candidate like Daniel Cameron can say he supports a 15-week abortion law, and then it actually has to be an option, he can't win. For all the op-eds out there that are telling you, oh, it's actually the candidate, it's ads like that you can't win against. You can't win the message if you're going to say that you can't have any alternative. In Ohio, the alternative was a heartbeat bill. Not because that was tested. It's not because that they did all this research and found out that the majority of people in Ohio wanted a heartbeat bill. And again, I'm not saying this because that's what I want. I'm saying this because unless you want, if you don't want conservatives in office, then keep doing this. If you want conservatives in office that can come around this in other ways and help families to make different decisions when it comes to babies, then you have to be able to get there. These messages, the heartbeat bill wasn't tested in Ohio, obviously. And so people over a heartbeat bill would choose no limits. The lack of judgment of testing these messages just gave Ohio no limits and maybe a chance to get back to Roe v. Wade at some point. I know you guys don't want to see abortion available up to 15 weeks. The sad thing is, and you all know this best, that's where the people are, and we the people govern this land. So it is time to embrace the small wins. It's time to take the time to learn how to make those bigger wins. Use your resources to help reduce abortion. And I suggest starting by pushing for that 9 to 13 week win over Roe v. Wade. Again, you go from 24 to 28 weeks to 15 weeks. That's a win. It's a huge win from where you were a year and a half ago. And it's a huge win from where you are in Ohio and Michigan and what, five other states. Celebrate those small wins. And get bigger wins culturally. That's where I believe God is calling us. I said it before, He allowed this to happen. He allowed these radical ballot initiatives to pass. So ask yourself why. What is He asking of you? And what did you not do? It must not be just a law. He wants you to live in the world, like we talked about the other day. You may not be of the world, but you are in the world, and He's asking you to impact it. So to think about that, just take some time and say, what do I need to do if it's not a legal issue? If it's not someone pulling out a law book and saying, this is where it has to be, how can I impact life? And as my grandmother would say, there are more ways than one to skin a cat. So maybe we just have to expand our thinking on this saving lives thing. Otherwise, Dems are going to be saying they're saving lives with all the abortions. Listen to this. It's crazy, but this is what they say.
Andy Beshear, who is in a ruby red state, promised to keep abortion legal, which demonstrates that wherever Democrats run on abortion, they win. This is about life. This is, if you cannot control your body, nothing else matters. This rests at the core of humanity. So this demonstrates that reproductive rights will continue to be a winning issue everywhere. And this is the very issue that Biden and Democrats need to propel young people who are otherwise unsure to the polls. This is no joke. You know, we should vote like our life depends on it, because in this case, it literally does.
We should vote like our life depends on it, because it does. That's what they say. Stupid, but it works. It's bananas. It's bizarre. But for some reason, Americans like this better than what Republicans are offering. So look, folks, there's no way around it. It's time to think differently about how to save those babies' lives. That's my message to you. It's not easy. We don't have a message. We have to stop not having a message. You have to have an alternative on the ballot. Protect your candidates. Get them in there. Make sure they're doing things for families, for young women, for this country, for national security. Make sure that we're not all trying to figure out how to get our cars charged and have our refrigerators run at the same time. Get those people into office, but figure this out. You can do it more ways than one. I love your feedback. I know I started this by saying we get a lot of feedback. Some of it's not nice. I don't care. I want it. So reach out to us. Tell us what you think. I want to hear what you think about abortion, how we can do this going forward. We're in this together. We are not alone. No one person did this. No one person is going to get out of it. Reach out to us and let us know what you think. And thanks for listening to the Tudor Dixon Podcast. For this and others, check out TudorDixonPodcast.com. You can subscribe right there or head over to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, and join us the next time on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. Have a blessed day. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.